Welcome to Pier 21's National Immigration Museum. I'm George Zwijgstra, and I actually immigrated through Pier 21. I arrived here on the 27th of April, 1951. It was 10 to 5 in the afternoon when I actually walked off the ship here into Pier 21.
What was the reason you decided to come to Canada?
That's actually a hard question to answer in a way. Didn't have to leave Holland, but my brother came here in 1950. I figured, well, instead of going to university, why don't I go to Canada as well? I was only 17 at the time. You had to be 18 before you were allowed in Canada. I came home one night, and Mom and Dad were still up, and they said, sit down, and they said, well, your older brother is gone, you are gone, your younger brother will probably follow you, so I think that we are packing up and go as well. Besides that, Europe was in chaos, a lot had happened there. It was not the most pleasant place to be in after the war. Government after the war needed farmers here. They set up offices in Europe. They recruited people there. People would come here, and quite often those people had to work for a sponsor here. Usually, if you left your sponsor before the year was up, the immigration department would wash their hands of you. I came here on a Friday afternoon, and on Sunday morning, the immigration official picked me up, took me to my sponsor. And I'll be honest with you, instead of a year, it lasted 3 days, and I took off. I was very lucky. My parents had come the same time. They had found a fantastic place not far from Halifax in Shubenacadie. So I always had a roof over my head to go to. So on Wednesday night, I went home. And I don't know why I had another chance with the immigration department. But on Saturday morning, the same fella picked me up again, took me to another farm. And I'll be honest with you again, that lasted 6 weeks, and I took off. We worked at that place from 4 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, with one Sunday afternoon a month off between 12 and 4 o'clock, and that was it. And I figured there must be a better life in Canada than that, so shortly after that, I joined the Air Force.
How long were you in the Air Force?
To be honest with you, 3 years. And the reason that I didn't stay longer, I wanted to go aircrew, and I couldn't become an officer because I didn't have my Canadian citizenship. So when I did get my Canadian citizenship, I was asked to if I still wanted to go aircrew, and I kind of threw my head in my neck and told them in nice words that I was not interested.
What did you do after you declined the Air Force?
My dad had bought a farm in Stuyak, and I went home and I actually bought the farm from him. I was on the farm for a while, and we sold the farm. And shortly after that, I actually started to work for the CBC TV for 23 years.
And what did you do for them?
First, I was working on maintenance, and then I got a job making sets for TV.
People walked off the ship. The first thing they did, they would put roughly 150 to 200 people in the immigration hall here to be processed. And the first thing they actually did was check your carry-on luggage to make sure that there was nothing in there that wasn't allowed in. One thing that was not allowed in was meat products because of the hoof and mouth disease in Europe. Now, countries like the Netherlands, Hungary, Germany, Italy, they have these beautiful sausages. There were actually women with large hairdos that had sausages in their hair. There were women that had several layers of sausages wrapped around their waist. And also teddy bears had been opened up. They would take the stuffing out, put two or three of the large sausages in there, and sew it back together. If it was found, it was taken away from them. And that was actually quite a hardship for a lot of people. Because a lot of those people that came here just brought one little suitcase with a few extra clothing and some meat products. So they would bring people in here to be processed.
And you would be sitting there and waiting until your name was called.
So, you know, you came through here on April 27th. So what was your first reaction to Canada when you came through here?
My first reaction, because it was in the evening, we didn't get out of here until that night. We arrived in Shubenacadie and waking up in the morning on the 28th of April, after coming through Paris where it was hot, we found out that there was roughly 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground. So that was actually quite a sight. However, the snow was gone around 1 o'clock. So not very nice, first.
How do you feel about Canada, being Canada for 60 years?
There isn't a better country than Canada. Canada has been fantastic for me, for my family. There's a lot of opportunities here, and I wouldn't want to go back.
When the pier became a museum in 1999, when was the first time you came back here?
I wasn't interested in Pier 99 so much. I knew it had opened as a museum. It was probably 4 or 5 years after it opened when I finally came here and had a look around.
And what did you think when you first came back seeing it after all those years?
When we came here, of course, it was an open shed. It was not very nice. When Pier 21 opened as a museum, there have been tremendous changes here.
What do you think, you know, being here and giving people tours of a place that gave you a new start?
I've been here almost 3 years now. If we have tours here and if there are people that came through Pier 21, if those people leave here without shedding a tear, there is something wrong with them. Or maybe something wrong with me that I didn't get them that far. But no, it's been just unbelievable.
A 60th anniversary. What do you think about that?
Well, it's nice to be still alive, that I can celebrate it here. And I hope to be right here where we are now at 10 to 5 in the afternoon. And my wife and I will probably come here. And my wife actually came through Pier 21 as well. So
oh, when did she
come? Came in 1954. She's from Amsterdam.
My oldest brother came here a year before I did. And he wrote me a letter. And he said, George, he said, you're coming to Canada. And Canada is a land overflowing of milk and honey. But, and he had a big B and a big U and a big T. And behind that he had 6, 7 dots. And behind that he had in very small letters written, you have to find your own darn cows and bees. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your stay here and in Halifax. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.